Hi listeners, I'm Ksenia Ova and this is Kova Ed Podcast, your number one resource for music educators, innovators and ed tech enthusiasts. This is episode 1. Do Skype piano lessons actually work? In the past, I've had so many parents and adult learners reach out to me and say that they simply aren't convinced that the Skype lessons will provide good enough music education for their child or themselves. I want to talk about this because this is a skill to be able to talk to these parents and learners that one needs to develop as a teacher to be able to have a productive and engaging working relationship. If you are a parent or a student, well, it might be useful to hear the teacher's perspective on this matter. Kova Ed teaching team and I am here to say that Skype piano lessons absolutely do work. Without sounding too optimistic or profit-driven or trying to win you over, I'd like to offer our outlook on this very up-and-coming topic, trying to answer the questions you as a learner, a parent, or an educator might have. At Kova Ed, we believe in the benefits of ed tech. That is, using YouTube videos, CDs, voice recordings, various applications, teaching via Skype, Zoom, using Kahoot, massive open online courses, and many other learning technologies. Guided by our experience, we can say that Skype piano lessons are highly effective, engaging, and can be an amazing replacement of live lessons. Being a good online teacher and learner is something that doesn't necessarily show at the beginning or comes easy, certainly not to all. However, the good news is that you do definitely get better with time. Sometimes we as teachers feel that Skype lessons are not as effective as live piano lessons because of this one thing that sometimes we as teachers miss: the ability to play along with our students in order to help with rubato, for example. However, having said that, this issue can easily be resolved by providing a student with a teacher-made recording playing with rubato before or after the lesson. This is just like the practical issue of writing in your student's music, which can easily be replaced with either quick in-lesson guidance for the student to make certain annotations himself or herself, or simply by using this great app called Fourscore at fourscore.co, or any other similar type of app. And I should say that this is not sponsored by Fourscore. As a side note, I would also highly recommend that Skype lessons happen from Mac to Mac, Mac to MacBook Pro, or Mac to iPad. The quality of audio, video, and connectivity tends to be consistently higher. Mac to PCs are also great, but the quality just isn't as good or clear. Now, back on track. In helping people understand why online lessons are the future of education, it is really important to look at why some people might feel against the idea of online lessons in the first place. The following reasons can apply to a student, parents of a student, or adult learner. The most common preconception that I see a lot these days is the general lack of belief that Skype lessons are as effective as face-to-face or live lessons. As a teacher, you might know that your online lessons are as valuable as in-person lessons. You might even have experienced that some students, no matter the age, are having better learning outcomes from Skype lessons as opposed to their learning outcomes from live lessons. So it is vital not to get surprised or upset that some people don't think the same way. They merely need a little bit of educating. The second most common reason as to why people say no to learning piano online is that they simply don't have the right gear or they don't want to make an effort setting it up for learning online. So they might just flake out and say no, but the reality might be that a parent might not want to give their computer or a tablet to their child. They might not have confidence in their internet connectivity. So there might be a lot more to it than that they just don't want to have lessons with you. The third reason might be that the student has attention issues. There are a lot of learners with ADHD, OCE, autism, and so the parents may think that live lessons would be a better option. However, the reality is quite contrary. There are so many teachers who manage to engage with their autistic learners just as well online as they do in person. Now, of course, there are so many types of people and learners, and it's crucial that in our work we offer a tailored approach. So, of course, it does depend on the student. But from the experiences of other teachers that I'm hearing a lot of, I will say that there are definitely ways to deal with behavioral issues in lessons. The bottom line is that, of course, live lessons are always going to be critical because you want to hear and be able to advise on the acoustics of the room. In reality, however, a lot of learners, especially adults, are looking for a certain type of teaching style, being able to work with a specific teacher. So another case might be that there are no local teachers that a student likes, or there's no teacher of good quality in the area because the student might live in a very remote location, for example, hundreds of miles away from the nearest college or university. So there is a plethora of reasons why Skype piano lessons actually do work. Skype lessons are just one of the ways of the future. It is a vital part of modern society that allows for more accessibility as well as continuity of deep musical learning of the students when live lessons might not be the most practical option or not an option at all. Still not convinced? Well, this is why at CovaEd we offer short 20-minute Skype consultation sessions, which can be spent not only discussing our services, but they can also be spent helping out you to set up for your Skype lessons. In fact, these sessions can also be treated as short trial lessons. When you purchase a Skype consultation with CovaEd, you will be contacted to ask which one of the teachers you would like to be consulted by. Additionally, you can also check out our YouTube channel for Skype lesson demos. The thought that I want to leave you with today is my personal belief in the vitality of flexible rather than a fixed mindset, especially when it comes to the education of young learners and educating ourselves. No one should miss out on an opportunity to learn. If you are a parent or an adult learner, it might, however, help to ask yourself, what is my or my child's learning aim? What am I trying to learn, or what do I like my child to learn on the piano? Is it possible to achieve the same results with Skype piano lessons? Is it possible to achieve these results via Skype with my current teacher? And finally, and most fundamentally, am I truly, fully committed to learning piano and being able to continue to learn? So before you decide anything, reach out to your teacher if you're a learner. Reach out to your student or a parent if you're a teacher and communicate your thoughts and concerns you may have. You might as well be able to come to a mutually beneficial agreement. Thanks so much for listening. Happy teaching, happy learning, happy musicking, and I'll see you in the next episode.